Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and we are here in the studio live. Praise the Lamb of God, and we thank and praise the Lord for all that he has done. Our travels over the weekend, over the holiday, what a wonderful holiday weekend it has been. The Lord has blessed us to get back home, ministering in Chicago, Shaitan's wedding, the whole nine yards, and we made it home safe. Praise the Lamb of God, preparing now to go down to Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship. Hallelujah. Our conference is there and convening in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are preparing, praise the Lamb of God, to try to get down there and, support our Bishop, Paul Sylvester Morton, in his last hurrah, praise the Lamb of God, as he passed the baton to Bishop Joseph Walker. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, how exciting it's going to be. They said it's already excitement in the air. Even today, praise the Lamb of God, as they gather for a march and to fellowship one with another, fun in the park, all of that. Praise the Lamb of God to kick off our conference, which officially starts on tomorrow. We praise God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Bible class is tonight, our midweek service. We're geared up for that. Yes, we are. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me read this to you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. Hallelujah. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness overcame it not. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt here among us as the only begotten of the Father, full, hallelujah, of grace and glory. And we thank God for Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, who is the bread of heaven, who is the Word of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for him. People of God, I thank God for you, you and you, all of you have been praying for us. We thank God for you. You have been exceptionally a blessing to us, and I just want to say thank you for your prayers and for all support that you have ever, every effort, praise the Lamb of God, you have ever made to support this radio broadcast, to support us. I want to salute Prophet Daryl Saunders, hallelujah, again for taking up the slack whenever he could. I know last Thursday was an impossibility as we were engaged in homegoing celebrations. I can't always be on the air, praise the Lamb of God, but thank God we have people like him who don't mind stepping in and say, Prophet, I'll do the show. I'll host the show for you today. But then the equipment that he needed was not made available, so Thursday's show was omitted. But we thank and praise God that we're here today. Praise the sound the alarm. Sound the alarm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have made it to 7877. Praise the Lamb of God. Or 14. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You know, yesterday was the sevens in a row. Four sevens there. If you divide 14 into, yeah, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You got four sevens looking at you, which is the number of God for perfecting things, the number of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, people of God. And let me tell you something. I didn't notice it until this morning after I got up. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's a significant day to me because yesterday was my mother's homegoing day. Praise the Lamb of God. In 07, on the 7th of July, praise the Lamb of God. At 7 o'clock in the morning, she passed. Yeah, she had seven children. She was buried 7 days later. Praise God. It was all a significant number of sevens to show that she had completed her course. She finished the course, people of God. Hallelujah. I didn't even think about that yesterday. It didn't even cross my mind until today when I really took notice of the date and I took notice of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, that my... that something had transpired yesterday in conversation that is perfecting me, praise the Lamb of God, that God has done something so marvelous for me. And I learned something, brothers and sisters. Oh, I wish the whole line was set up today so everybody could hear, because it really threw me into a spiral yesterday. I even asked one of my intercessors to really just pray for me because my emotions was going everywhere, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, when you felt like you've been thrown under the bus and ran over, you know. But let me tell you something. The Lord will give you revelation. Praise the Lamb of God. There must be a preparation. Hallelujah. I should be really holding this until later, but I'm going to just, since it's on me, there must be a preparation, praise the Lamb of God, for your perfection. If God is perfecting that concerns you, brothers and sisters, there has to be a preparation. There has to be a process. There has to be a chiseling. There has to be some sanding down. There has to be some smoothing out. There has to be some blowing, praise the Lamb of God, so that the masterpiece can come forth. Hallelujah. And I just believe, yes, Lord, hallelujah, that God was completing something yesterday. And now when I look back over my shoulder, oh, my God, Bertha, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. It is well with my soul. It is well with my Savior. I bless God today for all that he is and all that he's doing in my life. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, look like Daryl Saunders is here, or somebody trying to impersonate him. Prophet Daryl Saunders, is this you on the line today?
Yes, sir, Apostle. Good morning, my Bertha. Good morning, PSMI. Good morning, everybody.
Oh, man, you know, I'm just happy that you are still here with us because, you know, y'all children, y'all celebrated like they did at the wedding feast in Cana of Galilee. Yeah, you all were just, I didn't know if you all was going to be able to make it on the show today, the way the children was phrasing, and oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I tell you all, I hope they videoed it. No, no, I don't, because I'm in there somewhere, too. So, I'll yeah. Prophet Dale, we don't want to tell it all. My goodness. What a beautiful occasion. What? All that coral and that cream was so pretty, people of God, at that wedding. And let me tell you, that Shatwan was dressed to kill it. I tell you. Hallelujah. She had on the boom and the bling. She was ready. Hallelujah. She was ready. She was ready. She was ready. And all of the guys, I'm telling you, those guys was Elder Raphael White. Oh, my goodness. And everybody that was in the wedding was just looking so fine. It was just a wonderful celebration to God. I know a lot of you couldn't be there and wanted to be there. But I want you to know, praise the Lamb of God, that the wedding went down. Shatwan is all the way married. She is all the way married. Pastor Joseph did the ceremony. I was, my granddaddy gave her away. Yes, Lord, and we did the prophetic proclamation over them. Praise the Lamb of God. And it was just a beautiful, beautiful thing. I just thank God I was able to do it. My daughter Angel went with us. She sung in the wedding. It was just beautiful. It was an outdoor wedding, too. And the Lord held back the rain. Oh, my goodness. Just at when we finished, the clouds started crying as though God was saying, I'm so happy for her that I can't hold back my tears. And by the time we got into the reception, all it stopped raining. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what a wonderful God we serve. He's awesome. It all depends on the way you look at it, Prophet Daryl. Somebody could look like, oh, it rained on your parade. Another way to look at it is God was leaking tears from the heaven of joy because of her beautiful day, praise the Lamb of God, and was making his presence known. I've washed away your past so that you can have a fresh and new beginning. What a wonderful God we serve. I love God today, people of God. Yes. I love him. I love him. I wouldn't trade him in for nothing. He is my God and my King. Tell me something good, Prophet Daryl. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday, and somebody ought to testify while they have a chance. Glory to God.
You know what, Apostle? You know, to reflect back on that wedding, you know, I just could not turn off the water breaks. I was just telling them on church on Sunday how when God got his stamp of approval on something, oh, my God, it was just so holy, you know, and I just could not stop crying, you know.
My God.
And I truly, God, I am excited. But Apostle and Shatwan, amen, I love you guys. Oh, my God, it was just so anointed. Oh, my goodness, you just couldn't help it, you know. And I'm just excited I was able to be a part of that. You know, I never saw a wedding done with a prophetic, what you did, Apostle. I don't want to mess up the name that you said. Proclamation.
The prophetic proclamation.
Yeah. I have never seen that part of a wedding. And, you know, it was just so amazing, you know. And I just thank God. I just thank God I was able to have to be a servant. Amen. I was serving in the kitchen. Hallelujah.
And let me tell you something. Prophet Darrell, everybody was talking about how good, I don't know, was them peas, beans, I don't know what to call it, but whatever you cook, I had me a mess of it here, and I'm telling you the truth. I had never tasted nothing like that before. It was, as my kids used to say, dumb, dumb, delicious. I just want you to know, it was dumb, dumb, delicious. And I'm very serious. It was really, really good. And Pastor Gail made these two different types of pastas that was just, oh, my God, off the chain. And then our daughter, what's her name, Sandra, praise the Lamb of God, was there, and she cooked some stuff. I mean, it was just beautiful. The barbecue, the chicken, all was just, the rib tips, everything was just in order. And we just thank and praise God for the clubhouse was just such a beautiful Victorian-like setting. Oh, my goodness. And that girl from, I know they live about 2 hours away, and they came down with her husband, Doug. That girl is gifted and decorated. I'm telling you the truth, man. Those tables were beautiful. I took a picture of the table. The tables were so beautiful. I'm telling you the truth, with all that coral and white, oh, my God, and cream, it was just wonderful. So we just thank and praise God, boy. I'm telling you, everybody, Maganese was decked out. I had her hair flipped that way over that. It was just, I'm telling you all, it was all right, up in the, and Carolyn West Walker walked up in there, and the glow of God was on that child. I'm telling you the truth. That Carolyn was glowing with that short haircut. She was glowing. Yeah. I said, is that my sister? I'm telling you, it was just so beautiful, people of God. And I knew, said, well, why are they taking so? Well, she my granddaughter, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We were all there. PSM was in the house. PSM was in the house at this wedding, and we can take time to do this. And when your turn comes, we're going to celebrate you. Hallelujah. Praise God. When your day comes, guess what? We're going to celebrate you too. Hallelujah. All you got to do is let us know when it is, and we're going to celebrate you. Amen. Praise the Lamb. That's the way we're supposed to be. Where's my intercessors? Let's get prayer going here on this Testimony Tuesday. We testifying already about the goodness of God and how God made a way and did everything, supplied, beautiful cake, all just everything was there. Praise the Lamb of God. And then we was able to go over to a church I preached at years ago in the city of Chicago over on Central and Madison, and got over there, and the Lord met us over there. Prophet Darrell, I'm telling you, a traditional Baptist church, they sung every old-time hymn I know. I'm telling you the truth. From I Know It Was the Blood On, they sung it all Sunday. Praise the Lamb of God. And I ministered in that place, and prophetic words came forth. And the pastor of the church, when service was over, I thought he was going to rebuke me, and he said these words to me. It's time for this church to have a prophetic awakening. And I want you to come and do 3 nights.
Wow.
To awaken this church to their spiritual gifts. Heard what you said in the message, and it has pricked my heart. And I don't want to retire. He's 75. I don't want to retire and leave this church in a traditional mess.
Oh, my God, Apostle.
I want to see revival come to this church. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you, people of God, God is doing, it's a shift going on. He's perfecting the saints. He's perfecting the church. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. I don't have an intercessor that's going to push one on their dial. Okay. I know what to do. That's all right. I know how to push their buttons. Sylvia.
Hi, Prophet.
Hi, everyone. You push one on your dial. Bertha?
Yes, Prophet.
I'm calling them out. Have y'all retired as intercessors?
No, we just thought that the prophet would do the show today, and Prophet Sam would do the praying, and you would do the teaching, and he'd understand.
We didn't pay you all the thing, though. We just paid you all the form. Glory to Jesus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We pay y'all to pray. That's what we pay you all to do. Sorry, did you hear that prophet there? They just thought. You sound like the state of Michigan when they sent me my income tax. They told me they feel like I owe them some more money. I said, when do a feeling become a bill? You feel
you were praying that Prophet Sanders would pray and that you would do the teaching. It would be the prophets on the show today. So let me rephrase
that was y'all
praying.
Y'all didn't let us in on y'all prayer, so it's going to be different because Bertha finna do some praying. Sylvia finna do some praying. Hallelujah, that the saints would get bold enough to let their testimonies out today. Hallelujah. We have some people we need to cover. One of my young men that I've been mentoring and talking to was in a car accident. Well, his car slid off the road, and his car slid off the road, and another truck comes behind him, an SUV, and trying to dodge him, flipped over, and the man in that SUV died.
Jesus.
Then more cars come and crash into the truck. And so a big mess, and then they found out that the young man that I'm tutoring, his mother bought him a car. He told her he had license was cleared, and he didn't have license to first. So he's in jail right now, and we just praying for the families and what have you that's involved in that. Praise the Lamb of God. And I just need you all to lift that up, Praise the Lamb of God. I need you all to pray, praise God, for those that's on our page that have been requesting prayer and what have you. We want to be sensitive to the saints, praise God. Everybody's not where we're at, so they need encouragement. We're still praying for Jenna Finch. I'm still praying for the Johnson family. Praise God, you know, in this season. But I pray everybody get where I'm at. When I think of my mother that left me on the 7th, I don't get sad about it. I smile. I don't know why. I just reflect on the good things. I just reflect on the good things, people of God, and I keep on pushing because I know she's with the Lord, and it is well with my soul and my Savior. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Sylvia, why do I see you in this white wedding dress? Are you engaged and ain't haven't told your daddy?
No.
Well, it'll
no,
be
sir.
Coming around the mountain when it comes. You hear? I'm
yes,
telling
sir.
You, I keep seeing you in this white dress. I just saw you in it again. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, I do. Hallelujah.
Because Prophet Daryl saw me in it, too. So that's three.
Prophet Daryl saw you in it? Oh, well, yes. I didn't even have to say nothing then. That closed. That sealed the deal, right? Bertha, did you see her in it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, well, that's it. You hook out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Everyone.
Yeah.
You in trouble now,
yeah,
praise God.
My ring is 3 months.
You better get your toes mm-hmm. done. Get your fingernails in order, honey. Get ready.
Okay,
get ready. Hallelujah. God is looking your way. Showers of blessing coming your way. I don't know why the God is focused on you already right here. But showers of blessings coming your way. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Oh, my God, look at those pretty wood floors shining like, ooh, the sun is reflected in the floor. And I see a rainbow. Praise the Lamb of God. The covenant of God is on the house. Oh, what a wonderful God we see, people of God. Hallelujah. I love him today. I bless him today. In the name of Yeshua. Yes, God. Let us get some prayer going on before we be going the other way. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Yes. Let me ring the bell for me. Doorbell's ringing in my soul. My goodness gracious. Let's go. Praise God. We're lifting up the sick, the shut-in, those in prisons, those in convalescent homes, everywhere. We are looking your way today because God loves you. Cast all your cares on him. Hallelujah, for the Lord cares for you. If it had not been for the prayers of the righteous, the world would be destroyed. But God takes into account our feeble cries. And so we cry out to him today. Hallelujah, that the chains and the yokes be broken. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, and that God will continuously perfect that concerns us. He's perfecting your promise, baby. Just hold on. It's coming to you in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, Bert. Take us to the King. Hallelujah.
Father,
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, we come today, Lord, lifting up your holy and righteous name. But first of all, God, we ask you to forgive us of our sins of omission and commission. Father God, anything that we have done wrong, said wrong, thought wrong, that we have wounded or offended anyone that we know not of, Father, we ask you to forgive us now. Cleanse our hearts and our minds in your precious blood so that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and mercy, Father God, and that you would incline your ear to our prayer, and that you would hear and not only hear, but that you would answer, oh God. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we adore you for this day. For this is just another day that the Lord has kept us. We thank you, oh God, that you let us rise this morning, clothing our right mind with the use and activity of all of our limbs. Father God, we thank you for the blood running warm in our veins. Oh God, we thank you for your holy presence that dwells and lives inside of us. We thank you, oh God, that when we rose this morning, that there was a praise on our lips, oh God, and your word and your meditation was in our hearts and in our mouths. God, for that we say thank you. We thank you for your mercy, oh God, and your grace that endures forever. Father God, we come lifting up your people, oh God, the body of Christ, oh God. God, we ask you now that you'll transform their minds to the order and the shift of your will and your way and your plans. Father, we ask that you'll wake them up out of spiritual death, oh God, and that they will set their lives on fire for you, oh God. Let your fire burn in them, oh God. God, you asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? And God, you told Ezekiel to prophesy on the four winds, oh God, to prophesy life. So God, today we speak life to every dead bone that's in the body of Christ, that they'll become on fire for you, oh God, that they'll speak your word and live your word, oh God. God, we thank you that they will not bow down to Baal, they will not compromise, they will not run after every sound doctrine, oh God, that is not of you, every false doctrine. God, we thank you that they will not run after the false prophets, the false apostles, and the false teachers. But, oh, God, they will incline their ears to your word, your will, and your way. For, God, you said in your word in Jeremiah 11:29, that only you know the thoughts that you have and the plans you have for us. That thoughts of evil were not of good. And, oh, God, we have to expect and expect it in. God, we thank you for success and prosperity in you. God, we thank you that your word dwells in us. We thank you for good health, oh God, and our soul prospers in you. God, we bless your holy name for the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the word of understanding. We thank you for divine revelation, oh God, that you are releasing upon your people. Father God, we ask you right now to send a spirit of revival among the nations. Send a spirit of repentance among the nations, oh God. Oh God, forgive our fallen fathers of all of their sins, oh God, and stretch forth your hands of mercy over your people, oh God. Let your blessings abound toward us, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, release us from this wind, oh God, upon us. Release a new anointing, a fresh fire, oh God. Let it burn within us, oh God, to burn up everything that's not of you. For, oh God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of a spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind. Oh God, help your people to learn to depend on you, rely and trust on you, have confidence in you, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seal this prayer and in his word, and we give you the glory in advance, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord God.
On the behalf of your children, God, the King's heart is healed again,
God. Move it as you please, oh God.
Thank you,
we thank you right now, God, even for smoke clean in the spirit,
Jesus,
oh God,
Jesus,
where the enemy is not able to track or trace us, oh God. Oh God, and we cancel every assignment, God, that he has against your people, oh God. Oh God, and we send him to a dry and barren place, oh God, and we seal it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we shall walk, oh God, in your word, oh God. We shall declare your word, God. We shall live by your word, God. Hallelujah,
your
God.
Word,
hallelujah, God.
God.
Out of our bellies, God, shall flow rivers of living water, oh God. When we, oh God, life shall come out of our mouths, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, that we lift your children up to you, God. Those that are depressed, oh God, discouraged, God, and disappointed, God. We speak life over them right now, God, for there's hope in you, God. Glory to your name,
hallelujah,
God. And we bless your holy name, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus name. Jesus.
Hallelujah,
in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, we give you praise.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Oh, we give you praise.
Jesus.
Honor,
Lord,
and glory. Majesty,
hallelujah,
and might owns to you.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It all belongs to you, Jesus.
It all belongs to Jesus. My goodness.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
The Lord is awesome. The Lord is
awesome.
Amen, God. That's what you are. He keep making a way out of no way. God, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. He keeps doing it for me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank
you. Oh, I believe. Right season at the right time in the right place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, boy, look at the callers. We got callers in line here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to open up the line. Praise the Lamb. Let me see who this is right here. Area code 248. Your mic is hot.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey. How you doing?
Good afternoon. Good evening. I'm doing great.
Well, tell me who you are first.
This is granddaughter.
Are you in Detroit?
Huh?
You on your husband's phone. You got to be 248 line now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on his phone.
Uh-huh, said the blind man. Yes, Lord. How are you doing, granddaughter?
I'm doing good, granddaddy.
Well, we have been talking about you. Dude, you late. We just talked about you for the first 15, 20 minutes of the show.
See, I came right on in.
Oh, did you now? Well, we thank God for you. You had a beautiful wedding. Again, praise the Lamb of God, and all the festivities were just wonderful. We talked about the food. We didn't talk about everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you can just tell everybody thank you for praying you through. That's what you can do. Right?
Everybody. I thank everybody for the prayer, for lifting us up. I thank you, Granddaddy, for coming. I know you gave me a way, but you didn't give me a way. But I thank you anyway, and I thank Angel for coming. We had a good time.
We had a wonderful time in the midst of it all. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see you as Bridezilla at no time, but knowing you, I know you had some moments. Uh-huh.
I was not
Praise
a
the Lamb.
Yes, she did, Apostle.
I was
yes,
not
she
a
did.
Bridezilla. I cried.
Yes, she did.
I cried more than anything. I did. I was not a Bridezilla. I cried more than anything.
She would not be my child if she didn't act up sometime.
And Prophet Dad, well, you be quiet.
I know she acted up someplace sometime. But God saw you through it, and it's a wonderful
yes,
thing.
Did.
Praise God. I'm telling you, it was beautiful. It was classy. It was was royal. It was intimate. It was all of that in a bag of potato chips, and nobody can deny it. It was.
That's right.
It was
scared me too, though.
Hallelujah. And it was so wonderful. So everybody just looked so beautiful. I was so happy. The decorations, the chairs on the lawn, the whole night. It was like somebody that just had so much wealth was getting married. And we just
I had all that wealth. Come on,
all
man.
That wealth riches could afford. Somebody was there.
Right.
Amen. Disposal, and we just thank God for it. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, but let me see your sister trying to get in here. Let's see what she does. I know this is your sister, Mad Denise. Hallelujah.
Well, bless you. Bless you, Prophet and Prophet Daryl. And I just wanted to say thank you all for your prayers.
Hi.
Oh, okay. That's your husband in the background. I said, wait a minute. That ain't Mad Denise. That's Apostle Andre.
Yeah,
are you, man? Well, you know, we was blessed to come, blessed to share. The Lord bless me in Chicago. Look like we'll be coming back soon to do a 3-night prophetic awakening over at the Pleasant Ridge Baptist Church.
All right, Pastor Joe Jones.
Joe Jones wants an awakening for his people. And so, praise the Lamb of God. He said that I connected so well with his people. And flowed in the prophetic, and God just has opened up his heart to do that. And we just thank God for what God is doing in this. And praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a wonderful God we serve. Amen. Let me see here. Imagineese, is this you? Your mic is hot.
Yes. Good afternoon, everybody.
Afternoon.
I was actually pressing one to pray, but I see Mama Bertha and Sister Sylvia, they took real good care of that. So that's all I wanted. But, however, I do have testimony.
I want to hear a testimony. Now, that sounds just right for today. Come on, talk to me.
I just want to say that, you know, with the type of job that I work, I can never make plans for nothing because I'm on call. I never know when I'm going to work, when I'm going to be off or anything like that. And for the past 2 months, I want to say I had not even been able to go to church because I was working every Sunday for about 6 or 7 weeks straight. No Bible study, no church, no nothing. And I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was telling him, and I was like, you know, it's just really bothering me that I'm not going to church. And you got to listen. You never know when God's going to speak a word and who it's going to come from. Because what he said to me was, he said, you know, I'm not worried about you spiritually. But what I can tell you is when God commands your presence, you're going to be there. And that gave me so much peace. I knew that was a word from God. You know,
that's
you just got to discern where your word is coming from. And I knew that was a word from the Lord. So shortly after that was Apostles.
But when
like
you
the
slow
next
down,
week,
you
actually,
going fast, but you said something too powerful to let it go. I want you to say that again.
I don't know which part.
About the commanding for presence.
He said he said when God commands your presence, you're going to be there.
You're going to be there. Hello, somebody.
Hallelujah.
So in other words, what he was saying was when God calls your name to be at an event, you are going to have to worry about how you're going to get there. If you're going to have to work and none of that, you're going to be there and the way is going to be made.
Glory to Jesus. You don't know what you're saying. Blessing my socks right on off me. Thank you, Jesus. I needed to hear that today. Praise the Lamb of God. You're awesome, God. You're an awesome, awesome, awesome. I got a testimony for y'all but before the show over. I got to testify, too. Go ahead, baby. Tell me the rest right quick.
And the following week was Apostles' anniversary service that I had been praying about because I just kept saying, Lord, I just want to serve. I just want to go. I just want to serve. I want to be available. Well, that was the first weekend I was off. I was able to attend all the services and everything. And then Shaquan's wedding, that was a big thing that her and I kept going back and forth with. I kept saying, I don't know how I'm going to get off. You know, I can't take off. I don't have no days, blah, blah, blah. The way the Lord worked that thing out was I was able to work all week. And he sealed the deal and gave me a two-day vacancy Thursday and Friday, which gave me my 5 days, which freed up the weekend for me. Without nobody having to put their hand in it. Nobody had any say-so in that. That was all God. I had talked to my supervisor about it, but she didn't do anything because when I called her to tell you thank you, her words was, well, would you look at that? It all worked itself out.
Come on now, somebody.
And I thought she worked. I thought that she had pulled some strings and made that happen. That was not her doing. That was God.
Come on, somebody.
Nobody but God. Nobody but God.
And she shifted that thing right on her, and she didn't even know what she was doing. She was just talking. But she was, in other words, saying, that wasn't me. I just thank God because we never know. It gets down. I'm telling you, God comes. He comes through at that last minute. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, and I done been through a lot. And I know through a lot of people that have been through a lot. And when I tell you that God shows up right on time, every time.
Okay.
And if he don't come at that time when you want him to come, how you think
same
he should
time.
Come, he's coming in his own way. Because
that's
what we got to do is stop putting God in this box
and telling
God how we want God to do things. Because God
says,
I don't want to do it that way. I want
to
do it the way that I'm going to create. I'm going to create a different way.
Preach. You better preach, man.
So that's just my testimony, because God has just been so good. And I keep throwing these things at the Lord, like, Lord, this is what I want. Yesterday was 7/7/14.
Yes, it was.
Right.
Okay, so I wrote down, I wrote the vision and made it plain. And I expect it to come to fruition.
Come on,
somebody.
You know
that seven is the number
of perfection.
But hey, what I want from God and what I expect from God, this is what I want right here, God, and I expect it to come to fruition.
Yes, God.
My God, my God.
I don't know
God.
How you're going to do it, but this is what I believe you for on this day, and I receive it today.
Today.
Ooh. Jesus. And our God is able to do what? Exceedingly more
than what you can ask or even think.
And what you can ask, think, or imagine, baby. He's able to do it. Praise the Lamb of God. Able to do it. Praise the Lamb. If your faith is solid in him, my God, my God, wherein lies your strength? You want to know what my strength is? You got to find out what my faith is. That's what my strength is.
In the Lord.
Yes,
it's in being obedient unto God. Praise the Lamb of God in his word. Wherein is my strength? It's obedience as a son servant. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord will bring it to pass, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
He promised that if you be faithful. Yes, God.
He will give you the desires of your heart.
Of your heart.
And the revelation that I got from that word right there, prophet, is not only will he give you what you desire, but he will give you what to desire. He will give you the desires of your heart. So he will give you what to desire and then bring it to fruition.
He's an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Because some of these things we ask for, we don't even know what we'd be asking for.
Well, why are we asking for it? Come on now.
He birthed a desire in your heart. He birthed it in your heart. Praise the Lamb of God, so you'll know what to ask for. People of God, shake a neighbor and tell a friend. PSM Live is on the air. Those of you listening to our voice via the internet and would like to be a part of our live studio, you can do so at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818. Praise the Lamb of God. Let them know that we are here. Apostolic prophet, Prophet Daryl is here. Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha's here. Imagine niece. Sylvia's here. Hallelujah. Apostle is here. Andre, his wife is here. Praise the Lamb of God. New bride, just a couple of day old bride. Oh, my goodness. We are here on the air, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's tuning in. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. The Imagineer spoke concerning. The Lord told me, praise the Lamb of God, before I went to Chicago that I had to go to Atlanta. And Prophet Daryl, I didn't want to go. I am not going to lie to nobody. I didn't want to go. I said, I ain't got no assignment this year. This is my year to take off and chill out. And I don't think I'm going to the conference this year. But let me tell you, when the Lord has spoken for you to be somewhere, imagine it. So I told last night, I said, Lord, you didn't impress this on me again. And then my bishop over there in Ohio called me and he said, Shakespeare, you must be at the conference. And I said, yeah. He said, if you don't do nothing but stick your hand in the door, you must be there. And he gave me the reasons why. And then I got off and I texted Angel, so I thought, but it was a group message. But you know how the person who first sent it out name is there in your text log. I just saw Angel and I just texted her and said, I need to get to Atlanta to speak. And do you know, it's like seeing people in that law, people start responding in a way that I wasn't even ready for. Praise the Lamb of God. And so, of course, a flight now is just way astronomical when it comes down to, you know, a round-trip ticket and this, that, and another. But did not my son, Terrence Bennett, inbox me and say, Prophet, you know I'm a professional driver. I will drive you all the way there and all the way back.
Praise God.
In my truck. He said, you ain't got to drive your car. We'll take my truck. It's ready to roll. And
Hallelujah.
I will drive you all the way there and all the way back.
Bless God.
Then some others start asking me, do you need anything? What is your need and your concern? People of God, let me tell you something. When your ways please God,
that's right.
Yeah. Y'all better listen to me. My mother used to tell me this, and I couldn't get a grip on it when I was young. But when your ways please God,
that
means
right.
You're right in your heart the things that you do,
the things
that you act on and react to. When your heart is right, no good thing will God withhold. No good thing. Will God withhold from you? And when the Lord say there is something in a place you need to be, you need to be back in a bag. Because I promise you the decision is going to be made. He is going to do it for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lord. I'm just excited about God. I really am. I'm excited about God. I'm excited about what God is doing in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's testimony, too. I was testifying about the goodness of the Lord and saying amen to his word. Praise the Lamb of God. Because God is as good as we allow God to be to us. That's how good he is. Praise the Lamb of God. Really, he's better than that. Glory to the Lamb of God. If there's another testimony, push one on your dial. We are here, praise the Lamb of God, to hear your testimony. We are here for your prayer requests. We are here for you. I want you all again to pray for Janelle. Y'all know our daughter Janelle lost her father. Her father passed day before yesterday. They had a heart attack at leaving the grocery store and went grocery shopping, and they found him slumped over in the car. And we just want to pray that everything go well with her And she was in Atlanta at a at the family reunion when that happened. And her and her mother has jumped on a plane and has gone to Colorado to see, you know, to secure his home and all of that. But we want to lift our little Janelle up in prayer. Amen. And assistance, would you do that for us? Lift her up in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. And I know God is going to strengthen her and take her through to do the things that must be done in order, praise the Lamb of God, for her father to his home going and all of that. He's brought all of us through, those of us who have to go through it, and he will bring her. But prayer, praise the Lamb of God, is the antiseptic. It is the painkiller. It is the comforter. It releases the comfort of God to us. So we want to pray for her, praise the Lamb of God, in that she is our member of PSM. I and Jerry Faithful has attended every gathering we have ever had. She makes her way from Albuquerque, Mexico, and she attends, praise the Lamb of God, and we want to pray for her and lift her up in this season. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Apostle,
yes, sir.
Pray for Shirley Caesar as well.
Now, you, I saw that on Facebook, but I didn't, because you didn't mention enough some a man's name, and I didn't get the connection.
Shirley sees her husband pass.
Her husband passed?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, I didn't even know Shirley was married. I really didn't. Praise God.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Well, we're going to lift
up
Pastor Shirley Caesar. That's a pioneer woman there. Praise the Lamb
yes,
of God.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my goodness. Praise her. Who don't know Shirley? Yes, Lord. I tell you, a pioneer, one of them old starch sanctified women.
Yes,
she don't play
yes,
me.
Yes, yes,
she don't play with God neither. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God for her ministry of many years, uplifting the people of God. Hold my mule. That's Shirley. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, it is. And we thank God for her life and her living, and we definitely want to pray past Shirley Caesar. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, we want to pray and lift her up also. Thank you for that, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Any other prayer requests? You can push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Our intercessors, along with myself, praise the Lamb of God, will be praying for you, you, and you. Praise the Lord. I want to read this to you all, praise God, and elaborate on it a little bit. That goes right in what we're talking about, and the Lord just led me to this passage of Scripture today in order, praise the Lamb of God, I believe, to solidify what is being said. You know, there are blessings, praise the Lamb of God, that we as the community of Christ are correlated to because of, praise the Lamb of God, the fact that we are spiritual Israel. A lot of believers are not up on that, on top of that, that we are spiritual Israel. According to the epistle of Romans, praise the Lamb of God, we have been adopted into the vine. Praise the Lamb of Israel. Therefore, Abraham is our spiritual father because of faith. Listen to me good, because of faith. Not because of color of skin, not because of blood, but because of faith. The only blood that we're concerned about in that is the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. That seals the deal for us that we can be spiritual Israel. So since we are spiritual Israel, there are blessings that fall to us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, as kingdom believers. The next thing is prophets teaching. Somebody ought to have a pad right now, praise the Lamb of God, and get some of these good nuggets. The next thing is that, you know, the three kingdoms in the Bible, that I mainly, praise the Lamb of God, look on is the kingdom of Israel, the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of God. These three kingdoms really are one. Praise the Lamb of God. These three kingdoms are really one. Hallelujah. The two, kingdom of Israel and the kingdom of heaven, is God's kingdom representatives in the earth, praise the Lamb of God, that consummates at the end of time, praise the Lamb of God, into the kingdom of God. It has to be that way because there can be no other dynasty. There can be no other kingdom within the kingdom of God. Hello, light bulbs. Two kingdoms do not dwell in under the same roof. I put it that way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Kings don't sit on the same throne.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. And Jesus told us he sits in the throne of his Father. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And the 24 elders, praise the Lamb of God, that sit before the throne of God, praise the Lamb of God, are really the 24 kings, praise the Lamb of God, that God ordained to be the kings of Israel. If you trace them, you will see that, praise the Lamb of God. So now since we see these three kingdoms, and we see them, praise the Lamb of God, as one, we understand the blessings, hallelujah, that bestowed upon them are a one blessing and not a three division blessing. Satan loves for us to divide ourselves. He loves it because that's conquering power. That's an old strategy, just divide and conquer. Hallelujah. But when we unite and understand our oneness, praise the Lamb of God, it gives us more power. In the 35th chapter, of prophets of Isaiah, praise the Lamb of God. And I know you all love the book of Isaiah. There's some precious promise. There's some precious word right here in the 35th chapter. It says at the first verse, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the rose. Who've ever heard of a desert coming into fruition? Who've ever heard of a desert blossoming? Praise the Lamb of God. So in other words, in the wilderness, in the solitary places, in our desert places, God is going to bring about fruitfulness. He's going to bring about what I call juiciness. He's going to let rivers flow. Hallelujah. Yes, highways in the desert. Praise the Lamb of God. But listen to this. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. That God is going to reveal his glory, praise the Lamb of God, and this glorious presence of God in the earth is going to cause this manifestation of abundance. People of God, this season of promise, I feel God's gone all over me. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. This season of promise that we have broken into, praise the Lamb of God, has this type of manifestation connected to it, that God can bless you anywhere. Hello, light bulbs. Wherever you are, God can bless you. I don't care how dry it looks. I don't care how non-productive it has been. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't care. No fruit has grown on this tree and you done pruned and watered and gave it vegetation food. You done everything. When the glory of the Lord come by, praise the Lamb of God, dead trees must live. Grass must spring up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Desert places become fruitful places when the glory of the Lord is present. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Again, I'm reminded of Obed. I'm reminded of Obed. when the Ark of the Covenant was in his house, what prompted David to go get it? Because the report was, all his servants have been healed. Because the report was, there's joy in his house. Because the report was, they're singing and making merry in his camps. Because the report was, they're all wealthy down there now. Because the report was, there's abundance in his house because of the presence of the glory of the Lord of the Ark of the Covenant. If it says, we must go get it. We must go get the Ark. In other words, we must bring the glory back to Jerusalem.
Right.
That's what he said, praise of God. Listen to verse 3. Strengthen the weak hand and confirm the feeble knees. Stay to those who are of a fear, say to those who have a fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. He will come and deliver you. He will come and save you. People of God, I've been telling you, I'm telling you again, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. A revival gonna hit that you ain't never seen before, that you never imagined in your heart could take place. If you think for a moment that God is gonna lose this battle with Satan, you have lost your spiritual mind.
Yes, sir.
All your faith has been drowned in foolishness. If you think God is not going to reclaim what belongs to him, this word vengeance and recompense, praise the Lamb of God, has in it restoration, has
Lord.
In it a giving back, has in it a restoring. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
When God takes vengeance on your enemies, it doesn't necessarily mean, Prophet Dale, he going to kill him and walk him off the earth. He can bless you. Blessings will be vengeance in their eyes. When he vindicates you, when he restores you, when he lifts you up above them.
Jesus.
David said, now is my head lifted up round about my enemies. Hello, light bulb. Oh, no, y'all ain't going to make me preach. I got to do that tonight. I got to reserve all this for truth. That's the truth, church, tonight. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I got happy about this passage of scripture because, praise the Lamb of God, it quickened in my spirit. And the Lord said, this is what I'm doing now. Praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us been chiseled on. A lot of us have been made in the process of the perfecting of God. Hallelujah. And God has taken us through a lot and allowed a lot to happen to us. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That he might perfect the inside of us, our hearts, our minds and our spirits, to bring us humble and meekness. Oh, my goodness. To cause us to cry unto him. That's all about perfecting you. Praise the Lamb of God. But then God says, now that your inside is right, hello, light bulbs, now that your heart is right, praise the Lamb of God, now that you've repented and returned unto me, glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Restoration time is coming. Look what it says. Then the eyes of the blind shall be open, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. That sounds like signs and wonders and miracles to me, Prophet Darrell.
Yes.
That sounds like signs and wonders and miracles right there. Praise the Lamb of God. Then shall the lame man leap as an hart. That sounds like signs, wonders, and miracles. And the tongue, the dumb, shall sing. That's what it says. For in the wilderness shall waters break out and in the streams and streams in the desert. Now, I don't know how you interpret that.
My God.
But that looked like a glorious day in God, that God is going to do something, praise the Lamb of God, that's going to make things so right, praise the Lamb of God, that sinners are going to have to fall out with their ways at what God is doing. He said, even the dumb going to sing. They ain't going to just talk. They going to sing. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. And the parched ground shall become a pool. I was looking last night. You know, God allow you to see some things, even on television, to bring you some revelation. I was looking at last night, I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was filmed in Somalia. And this young girl was given to this older man as his fourth wife, and she didn't want to be there, so she ran away. And she was crossing the desert, a wilderness place, when this word parched ground, the ground was so parched and dry, Bertha, until it looked as though it was a puzzle with all the cracks and lines that was in that. It was the color of sand, but it was dry ground with all the cracks and lines in it, like you could take a piece out of a puzzle. And she was walking on it barefoot. Look what God says. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of jackals, where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Boy, let me tell you something. You're talking about a restoration. You're talking about restoring. Praise. Now, this is in the earth. This ain't in heaven, people of God. This is in the earth. This is in the earth, and this has not taken place yet.
No.
Hello, light bulb.
That's right.
And one thing I know about the word of God, prophets and prophetess, that it will fall like the rain and the snow to the earth.
Yes,
Lord. But it must forth and accomplish, hallelujah, what God has spoken. What God has spoken. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. See, I'm praying for this day.
Yes, Lord.
I'm praying for this level of manifestation.
Jesus.
I'm praying for God to do this type of work in the earth right now. Right
yes,
now.
Lord.
So that people's eyes can be opened.
Yes, Lord.
So that they'll be able to see the workings of God over the workings of the devil. Hallelujah. I mean, it's right here in your face. I didn't write this. Hallelujah. And an highway shall be there in a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. Now, he's giving us something. He's giving us something. And the unclean shall not pass over it.
Mm.
And it shall be for those the warfaring men. And fools shall not err therein. Praise the Lamb of God. Those wayfaring men, that's what it says. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, listen to me. Listen to me good. Hallelujah. When it says that a highway is going to be there, that is, God is going to make a way, praise the Lamb of God, for those of us who are not, and this is what the Lord spoke to me some time ago. Let me just put it like this. Hallelujah. When the famine hit Detroit, they said that if America sneezed, Detroit catch pneumonia. So, of course, Detroit was the first one to feel the impact of the recession. That's what they're indicating. Detroit was the first one to feel the blunt of the impact of the recession, with the losing of over 100,000 homes and people leaving the city, just everything, with all of the auto industries going practically under, all of this kind of stuff. A lot of shaking went on, praise the Lamb of God. And so as members were moving to Atlanta and the Carolinas and stuff like that, and our monies were affected at the church and this, that, and the, I stopped praying, and I said, well, Lord, how about your servants? And the Lord told me, he says, though there is not money in this land, I know where the money is, and I will build you a road to it. That's what that highway means to me right there. So that you can come to the place where fruitfulness is. Hello, light bulbs. God can take you out of your dwelling to a place, hallelujah, that has fruitfulness, and let you bathe in that oasis, let you reap the grapes and the fruit thereof to take back to your house. Hello, light bulbs. Hello, light bulbs. Don't never think that God has not made a way. Elijah, go to the brook Cherith. There you will drink water, and I've commanded the ravens to bring you bread and meat twice a day. And he stayed there till the brook dried up without complaint.
Yes, he did.
And the brook dried up. He said, get up. Go over to Zarephath. I've commanded a widow to take care of you.
Yes, Lord.
Don't ever think God can't do it. Don't ever think God can't do it, people of God. Hallelujah.
Right.
But you must look through the eyes of the prophetic and be able to see, praise the Lamb of God. Whew, my goodness gracious.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. You must be able to see.
That's right.
By the word of God, what God is speaking in a season, and embrace it, and then pray in that and pray through that. Pray in that and pray through that, the Lamb of God. I'm telling you, boy, listen. Hallelujah. Watch this. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Oh, my goodness gracious. And the ransom of God shall return. Now, you know the redeemed shall walk there. That's us. How many of you have been redeemed?
I am redeemed. Yes,
we sung songs about this. None shall walk up there but the pure in heart. I've been redeemed. Praise the Lamb of God. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness and sorrow, and singing shall flee away, and sighing shall flee away. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, there's a joyous day. There's a joyous day. Hallelujah. That God has promised to the saints. You better look forward to it. Praise the Lamb of God. For the season has come. For the time of God's manifestation has come. Some of us are experiencing it already. We're experiencing it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is showering upon us, praise the Lamb of God, the refreshing rain. He's showering upon us. Hallelujah. In the midst of what we've been through. Hallelujah. The Lord is so faithful. The Lord is so faithful. Hallelujah. Yet praise him. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I got another caller. Let me see what's going on here. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Eric code 321. Your mic is hot. Error code 321. Hello? I guess they're having complications.
Hello?
Hello? Error code 321.
God bless you, Prophet Shakespeare. I'm sorry about that. This is Prophet Anthony.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing, man of God?
I'm doing okay, Prophet. I tell you, you're blessing my soul today. You're blessing
well,
my soul.
Well, I hope your soul is being blessed, my friend. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been keeping you guys lifted up in prayer down there. How's the wife?
She's doing fine. She's doing fine, Prophet. She's back to herself walking and back to, I say, 99%.
She's back 99%. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, all right, all right. That sounds good to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, Prophet Darrell, Prophet Anthony, when we have been through everything that we think we can go through, let me tell you something.
Come on,
the Lord has never left us, neither has he forsaken us. He's been with us right there all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. And when the manifestation of your blessings start coming forth, you're going to be able to see that God was there all the time.
Yes,
he was right there all the time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to see why this was allowed. Why did that happen? You're going to be able to see the hand of God. And then you're going to be able to say it was good that he afflicted me. Praise the Lamb of God. Good that he afflicted me. Hallelujah. Woo! Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And watch the manifestation of the blessings of the Lord just overtake you. Praise the Lamb of God. At a time that you can't even believe that he's able to do it. In conditions and a that you cannot even believe. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Glory to you.
He's an awesome God.
Yes,
he an awesome
yes,
praise of God. Talk to me, Prophet Anthony. Hallelujah.
You know, I just want to tell you, Prophet Shakespeare, I love you.
Well, we love you too, man.
I love y'all, and you know, I'm full because what you said, you know, of the Word of God, we're going to see at in the end why did we have to go the way that we went, and why the things we had to endure, and I thank God because he's teaching me, Prophet Shakespeare, the life of the supernatural. You know, I tell people all the time, I've stepped out of the boat a long time ago, and everything now, I'm water walking. You know, and I was telling my sister earlier today. I said a lot of people be quoting that, but they really don't understand the just do live by faith. They don't understand the just shall live by faith, that God have assigned faith to carry you through your whole life of obedience with him. And I'm finding that out, Prophet Shakespeare, that it's the life of faith is the life that pleases God. And I was on last week, and then I was telling PSMI of the testimony that I've seen God raise the dead. I've seen God raise
what
the dead,
say?
Prophet Shakespeare. And
I've seen God raise the dead.
Hey, I've seen him raise a little two-year-old boy from the dead. He completely drowned. And I'm going to tell you how, and I'm going to tell you how God orchestrated the whole thing for us to be there
My God.
He orchestrated the whole thing. Me and my family, we went to the community pool in our neighborhood, Prophet. And for some reason, I wasn't going to go on that day. But I felt impressive, the urge of the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to say the Lord told me to go, but I just felt the urge. Well, let's get your family and just go down there. So I obeyed that urge. We went down there to the pool, and it was only three families there. And when we got to the pool, we were swimming around it. And I started talking to one of my neighbors, about beaches, because he said him and his wife were from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And I said, oh, yeah, there's some pretty beaches down there. But he was also talking about Destin, Florida. And I was telling him, well, Destin, Florida, the Gulf of Mexico got the beautifulest beaches because they've got white sand. So we were just talking right. like that. And then his family, he had two boys. And both of them was 2 years old. The only difference was one was a week older than the other. And so they were swimming and playing. And my kids, were swimming and Brandon. I'm very protective not just as a prophet, but just as a father as well by nature. I'm very protective. So I'm observing, making sure my kids are okay and everything and things of that nature, letting them, swim and all that. But as the day progresses, Prophet, I seen the father take the little boy out of the pool, take his floaties off of him, and his life support and all that thing. And the boy was crying because he didn't want to get out of the pool. He didn't want to get out of the pool. So the daddy was taking it off, and then I turned my focus to my kids, and we were just playing. It was about 6:30, maybe 7 o'clock, going on 7 o'clock that evening. Apostle, as we was over here playing, we heard a big commotion. I turned around, and I seen the father snatch the little boy up out of the water and pulled him over and laid his body on the pool and was doing CPR on him. Panic, commotion, everything began to start happening. People was running over there. The little boy, I ran over there. I got out the water, and I ran over there, and I looked. The little boy was lifeless. And it was like a movie at first. It was so much panic. The mother was going hysterical. The father was doing the CPR, and the child was speaking to the child, saying, "Stay with me. Come back. Trevor, come back. Don't leave me, son. Trevor, come back." He kept doing it, blowing it in his mouth. The boy was lifeless, no vital signs. Apostle, it was a scary moment out there, for some of the people. And I tell you, Apostle, and I tell everybody, I said, no scripture came to my mind, to my spirit. I didn't feel, I didn't see no angels come. I didn't hear God speak to me. The Holy Spirit of the anointed didn't come over me. But there was an urge of faith that rose up in me. I ran over there to the little boy. I had to put my hands on him. I grabbed his hand. And as the father kept doing the CPR, there was nothing. No water, anything was coming out the boy. The boy was full. They lit like a dead fish. He was living like a dead fish, Apostle.
Oh, Jesus.
I grabbed his hand. Glory be to God. And I began to say, Jesus, this little boy will not die. I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, he shall live. My wife said, you will not die, not on my watch.
That came out on my watch.
I said, you will not die, not on my watch. When I began to start decreeing Jesus on that boy, Apostle, the water started coming out that boy's mouth. Food that he ate earlier that day started coming out the boy's mouth. I began to tell the father, keep blowing in his lungs. He needs some air. Keep blowing. I said, Jesus. And then when he did it, and I said, Jesus, the last time the huge amount of water came out the boy, the boy began to say a sound came out of the boy like,
And I said, come on, son, you go live. Come on, son. And then the father kept doing the CPR on him, and then some more water came out the boy, and then all of a sudden the boy started screaming. I looked at the father, and I looked at the mother, and I looked at everybody. I said, man, you're breaking up. Apostle, you there?
Be still. You got to be still, man. You running around the room.
Oh, I'm walking around the room. I'm sorry. Glory be to God. I begin to start talking to the mother and the father. I said, your son going to be okay. I said, Jesus, I'm raised him. He's going to be okay. Everything going to be okay. The little boy was crying. His brother was crying. I looked at the little boy, and I said, your little brother, he's going to be okay. Jesus got him. I said, Jesus, you're going to be playing with him. You're going to be playing with him again. He said, Jesus got my little baby brother? I said, yes, he's going to be fine. And I was telling everybody, the paramedic, it took so long because we're staying away. On the outskirts, so the paramedics took a long time to come there. So the little boy was still there on the pavement. When they came, they got him, and then they took him. They had to fly him. Now, I tell you this, a prophet, he was under the water over 2 minutes. Over 2 minutes, he was sunk under the water. The daddy didn't know where he was because he jumped in the pool behind his daddy, and the daddy was talking to somebody else. So the boy was down under the water at the bottom for over 2 minutes. Now, medically, they said he either was supposed to be dead or brain dead. These are the only two things.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they flew a prophet. They flew him to the major hospital in Atlanta. That whole night, we seen the grandmother. The grandmother was crying. I began to console the grandmother, and I said, he's going to be okay, grandmother. I said, he's going to be okay. I said, I feel it in my spirit. He's going to be okay. He is going to be okay. That night, me and my wife was up, and my wife, she was like, baby, I know the Spirit of God is in you, and I know, that you walk, amen, with the Holy Spirit, and I believe. But she said, I got to know how he is. I just got to know how that little boy, my mind on that little boy, baby. I said, you know what, I know. I said, we're going to go over there in the morning. We're going to go over there in the morning because I know what God said. I just believe by faith what the Lord has done. Apostle, we got up that morning, that Sunday morning, and we went to my neighbor's house. We pulled up on the side, on the driveway. We got out of the car. They seen us. Looking out of the window, they opened up the door. Prophet, the little boy came running out like nothing was wrong.
Lord Jesus.
The little boy came running out playing like nothing had ever happened and still had a swim shorts on, talking about he still want to go to the pool.
That prophet asked me, you don't know. You don't know. I just told them about the signs and wonders and miracle season that God has released upon us. And the Lord told us on the dead rise that he's going to give him a mighty name again. People of God, a testimony. Nobody but a parent really feel this. Hallelujah. With a small child. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Our God is able. Our God is able. He promised us, people of God, that we're going to see the dead rise. It's about taking authority. When Anthony told the Lord, not on my watch, that means where I am, wherever I am, hallelujah, miracles are supposed to happen. Wherever I am, hallelujah, the life-giving fountain of Jesus Christ is in me. Wherever I am, not on my watch, not while I'm looking at it. Hallelujah. No. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God we serve. What a mighty God. Where is testimony? Close that. I tell you what a terrific Tuesday it is. when you get a testimony like this, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, you know that God is at work. You know that God is, I said, you know it, that God is at work. My God, my God, my God. Woo, this Anthony something else. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. God is
able. Can I say something?
Please say it.
And people of God, I want to tell you how he orchestrated the whole thing. We were sitting there on divine assignment because when we went back to the pool to go swim, one of the attendants that is over the HOA, they watching, you know, and my key couldn't work no more to get in the pool. My key couldn't even work no more, and so come to find out that my owner, he owes some HOA fees for 2-3 years ago. So they denied us to get in the pool. But let me tell you how God, and then I was blown away because God had us to get the pool key only for that reason. It was only for that reason to be there as an intercessor for that boy's life. And the assignment was up. And the Lord told me that. And the person who gave us the keys, he went to the eye doctor, and they did the drops on his eye. So he, when he looked at the screen, he couldn't even see the amount. He just gave us the keys. See, God orchestrated the whole thing. We weren't even supposed to have access to the pool key until the HOA fees are paid by our landlord.
My God. You have to be sensitive in this temple of God. I told them Sunday, Anthony, you have to, at the church I was at, this is a season where your sensitivity about what God is doing must be at an all-time high. You must be able to see God in your life moving, doing things, orchestrating, opening doors, allowing you access that other people are not going to get. For his divine purpose and glory. See, our life assignment, our lives out there. I'm waiting on my assignment. No, I ain't waiting on it. My life is an assignment.
Come on.
God don't have to give you orders for what he gave you orders for. I give you power over every unclean thing.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
All the demons of hell. I give you resurrection, life, and power in you. The problem with us is we waiting on God to say, okay, do this, do that, when all you need to know is I got Jesus in me. Hello, Life Bubs.
Come on.
I've been teaching, I read it today. Hallelujah. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was made manifest. And it dwells in as many as believed on the Word. Gave him power to be the sons of God. That was a Son of God act you did there, brother. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God use you and bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. But see, when something happened like that, your faith go through the ceiling. Hallelujah. See, you
Amen.
Get some tear up your faith after you do something like that. After that happened to you, nothing you won't believe. Ain't nothing you won't believe that God can do. Anthony messed up for the rest of his life.
My God.
Because there ain't nothing going to be too hard for God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
If he can raise that dead boy, glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And restore him. No brain damage. And restore him. My God, my God. There is nothing that our God. Hallelujah.
You a prophet. Can I say something?
Okay, you got the mic.
And that's why the life of faith is so prevalent for the believer. Because you have to be walking in a miraculous type of mindset in the supernatural. See, us up here in Atlanta, I don't work, my wife don't work, there's no income coming but Jehovah Jireh. So what I'm saying, you got to be already a water walker to be able to believe God for the miraculous. That's why we go faith to faith and glory to glory. God pushed the people out the boat, and they still holding on to the boat. They'll never see Jesus. They'll never walk where Jesus walk on because they're intimidated by the unknown. They're intimidated to take steps that don't have a sidewalk up under them. You got to already be walking in the supernatural to see the supernatural. See, everything do in my house. The lights do, everything, the rent 3 months behind, the car payment, everything been shut off, but I'm still walking by faith, and I won't go back to the boat. I won't go back to the boat, Apostle. You out here too deep. You out here now. The Bible says if you look back, he has no pleasure in you.
Jesus. Glory
be to God.
Rem, I've been there, Rem. I understand where you're at. Hallelujah. I've been there.
Come on, talk to
Glory
me.
To God.
Talk to me, Father.
But my God delivered me in the 11th hour. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it looked like all hope was gone. My God delivered. Hallelujah. That God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I tell you, he delivered me, my God, my God. And I have done it so many times since then. Hallelujah. He has made a way. He has made a way. He has made a way out of no way. Hallelujah. And I believe he's going to make one. Doc, if he can raise a boy, I told you after he's getting you ready for ministry, Doc. He's getting you ready for ministry. A supernatural, ordinary church. A supernatural ministry. Superimposed power. A place where miracles do happen. Glory to Jesus.
Jesus.
A place where miracles do happen, Reverend. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, you gonna see. You're going to see. Praise the Lamb of God. That God take life, but he gives life too. That he's merciful and kind. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I love him today. I love him. I love him. Wait a minute. I think I got another caller. Wait a minute. We got another one here. It may be the best. No, it can't be no better testimony. I don't believe that. Praise the Lamb. But we're going to look for it. Erica 747. Your mic is hot.
Hey, good morning. Praise God. Father,
is this Cammy?
Yes, calling out of California.
How you doing, sister?
I'm doing well. Just listening in on a testimony. I was touched by that. It's hard to even speak out of it. Yeah.
Ooh, ain't
Power
y'all good.
God. Yeah. It makes you know. It helps you. It just confirms that God can do all things and, you know, trust and believe in him. So. I'm very touched by that.
He's
don't
an able God.
No
He's
more,
a right now
sure.
God. He's an on-time God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
God is so. God has so much yet to reveal to us, people of God. But you got to turn to God to see these things. You got to give your heart. And sometimes I was just talking to some people about this. I don't know who it was, but I was telling them. I mean, yesterday, day before, I was telling them that a lot of the time what we see as trouble and problem is God shaping you to be what he needs you to be. Because he uses experience to chisel on us. He uses experience as the sandpaper to smooth us out. Hallelujah. We looking at the issue. And God looking at us and say, no, that ain't the issue. You the issue. I have to bring you to the place that signs and wonders and miracles can be birthed through you. You got to see life. You got to see death. You got to see darkness as well as the light. You got to see the good, the bad, the ugly, the weak, and the strong. You got to see the blind, and you got to see the deaf. You must see these things. And you must understand, hallelujah, that I've chosen you to do a mighty work in the land. Right. So whatever area God has us in, he's perfecting us in it. There's some things that if we had time to listen to Anthony right now, I could walk down the corridors of his life, and there's some things that he has experienced that prepared him to do what he did at that swimming pool.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
My God.
Lord, my Lord,
there's some thousands that prepared him to do what he did at that swimming pool.
My God.
Hallelujah. Even in the loss of the babies that his wife was carrying when you all were in that accident, probably birthing you that you didn't want to see another child die.
My God.
Hello, light bulbs.
Yes, Lord.
My God in heaven. Our God is a miracle-working God. Our God is awesome in all this. There is nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. But those of us that he's working, those of us that he's shaping, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you that's on the radio show with me now, let me tell you something, people of God. You have not seen nothing yet. Praise the Lamb of God. Nathaniel, when he came to Jesus, praise the Lamb of God, he said, we have found the Messiah. Jesus looked at him and said, oh, because I said I saw you up under the tree before you met me and I knew your name. He said, come and stay with me a while. And you're going to see heaven open. And the angels ascending and ascending if you stay with Jesus. That's what he told him. He said, stay with me. I promise you, you're going to see heaven open. And the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God has taken us, people of God, and he has shown us so much. He has delivered us from so much. He has done so many things for us. And some of them have caused us pain.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. I can talk to Cammie right now. Cammie has been through some stuff, but it is preparing her for what God wants to do through her. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And at times where she was weak, she's going to go through some of the same stuff with other people, and she ain't going to believe that she has to look faith and say, and my God, y'all survive. All you need, oh, God, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God in heaven, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, what an awesome, awesome God we serve today. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, we got Cammie here from California. We got Anthony here from Georgia. It's a wonderful day. In these testimonies, I can hear in Cammie's voice that God has done something good down her way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That good God has just been good. He's an awesome God, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's us that he is taking, praise the Lamb of God, and preparing to do even a greater work in and through. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. All you got to do is be real with God. All you got to do is be real with him. That's all you got to do. Be real with God. He's a real God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. Somebody got a word. Somebody got a word they need to release. Hallelujah. Is it you, Prophet Dale? Somebody got a word. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hold on.
Jesus. Speaking, man of God.
You know, Apostle, I was just sitting here, and I don't know, the Lord just told me to release it. He said, tell them, don't give up, for the sun is getting ready to shine.
My God, my God, my God.
Get ready to
Hallelujah.
Shine. He said, don't give up. He said, it's been rough.
My God.
But if you would just hold out,
my God.
You got to respect
the sun is about to shine. We give him praise and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise. Bertha, you hear anything, Bertha?
No problem.
Hallelujah. My goodness. Anthony, is the Lord speaking to you?
Oh, my God. Pastor, I don't hear anything. It's just I'm full right now. I'm just so full. We ain't seen nothing yet. We ain't seen nothing. We like you said, man of God, we're not waiting. God is revealing what's always been there. And we about to walk. We about to see him in the miraculous signs, miracles, and wonders. We about to see it. And there's going to be a supernatural financial release. There's going to be a supernatural financial release.
Oh, God, yes.
There's going to be a supernatural financial release. Because there's some seeds that have accumulated some interest, and there's some seeds that God has said that has accumulated some interest, and it's time for a release. Mm. It's time for withdrawal.
Mm.
Hallelujah, my God, my God. People of God, put your hands up wherever you are right now. The prophet wants to praise. I feel the glory of the Lord on me so heavy right now. I'm not just talking. I'm telling you, I feel the power of the presence of his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laid upon me. And I want to release glory in your life. We talked about the glory of the Lord earlier and how power of the glory redefined the status of Obed's house. Yes, it did. To the extent that the king had to say, we must go get the Ark of the Covenant, the presence of the Lord, the glory of the Lord is down in Obed's house, and we need it in Jerusalem. My God, but God for Jesus, that the glory can cover the earth now. Hallelujah. And wherever we are, we can receive the glory. Father, the name of Jesus the Christ, the name of your darling dear son, I approach your throne with humility. Oh, God, thank you for making our unworthiness worthy through your blood. Forgive us for vain and idle any word that came out of my mouth that shouldn't have. Forgive us. You promised us if you would cleanse us of our unrighteousness, and you would be faithful and just if we would just confess unto you. We turn to you. Father, I know you're holy God. I know you're sanctified. And I know you're glorified in your people. Father, in Jesus, every hand is lifted. Father, in Jesus' name, that the miraculous superimpose download of your presence, of your glory be on us, oh God. That your favor be uncommon. Woo! On your children, God. The doors and gates are opening in this season. Hallelujah. Yes, God, that you're enlarging our territory. You're blessing us indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Speak, Lord. Your servant hear it. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father.
Oh,
thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Oh, you promised me. If you would answer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And while I'm yet speaking, would you speak to me? Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless your people. Bless your people now. Give them favor. Hallelujah. Let your glory rest on them. Let your glory rest
yes, Lord.
Upon their homes, upon their children,
Jesus.
Upon their husbands and wives. Let your glory rest. Hallelujah. We go out and come in. And we can go out empty and come in full. Look on Anthony now. Hallelujah. He's been tried in the fire. I know you're able now, Father, to do exceedingly, abundantly, more than he can ask, think, or imagine.
Hallelujah.
You supply unto him richness. And every bill is paid. There's no lack in his house. Because he trusts in you. Because he trusts. He trusts in you. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing for Cammie. Continue to open the fountains. The spring. Let them spring forth, oh Father. Hallelujah. Continue to give her witty ideas. Hallelujah. And wisdom in all she do. Bless her. Bless the daughters. Hallelujah. Your God today. Your God today. Your God today. Hallelujah. Oh, how we love you. How we bless you. And we give your name. We give your name praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lamb of God. For the God, I tell you, this show is so inspiring to me. It uplifts and it encourages me. Praise the Lamb of God, even as we're ministering. My God, what an awesome God we serve. I just don't know other way to explain him except that he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. There's a healing anointing being released.
Hallelujah.
Somebody is asking God for healing. It's yours right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. There it is. He released it. Thank you, God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Our God. And be thou made whole. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, God. People of God, don't forget, all of our books are in. The water is on the altar. Praise the Lamb of God. The mantle is here. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, we have it for you. Praise them. Just go to psmintl.org. psmintl.org. Bill Ministries International.org, and you can go to our bookstore there, and you'll see products. You can go praise the Lamb of God and sow seeds. And then don't forget, we're on our way to the sanctuary. We're on our way, praise the Lamb of God, right at a month. Praise the Lamb of God, we will be leaving the sanctuary yesterday if we had went. So the first week in August, praise the Lamb of God, we're on our way to Wisconsin. Hallelujah. With about 14 of us going to fill that house, 14 bedrooms, the Lamb of God. I want you there. I want you there. I want you before God. Hallelujah. For this life-changing experience. And God is going to do it for you. In the name of Jesus. I love you all. Bless you. We have to go now. We're out of time. We're out of time here. Praise the Lamb of God. And we must go. But in going, know that I'm excited about your future. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for the testimonies. You all have made this show a wonderful, wonderful show today. Remember, God is doing a new thing in all of us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's changing us. He's bringing us into a better place in him. Hallelujah. And it's all going to work out for our good in Jesus' mighty name. Don't you love him today? Hallelujah. I do.
Amen.
I give him praise for all that he is, for all that he's done, and for all that he's doing. Be blessed, people of God. You know and I know that God is making all of us brand new. I love you.
Rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new.
Cause I'm great.